So what makes you happy? And, well, what's your name, first of all?
My name's Terry Deaton. I live in Harrogate. From being a young guy, went self-employed at 20, wrapped up in business half my life. Took me to lose everything in the John Major recession, house, marriage, business, everything, to reevaluate my life. Then met this old lady who was an unbelievable psychic, and it was just that she cared for everybody. She was totally selfless and gave to others without having a penny in the bank, and she changed my life. And she's now been dead 8 years, but she's around me in spirit and she helps me heal. But it's those things that bring you back levelling. Plus, 9 years ago, I thought I was catching flu and I ended up in a coma for 12 weeks. Came back after that with my children saying, come on, Dad, don't give up. And they're all the levelling things. So I haven't got a penny in the bank. I don't own my own home, but I get up every day and enjoy life. Meditate probably sometimes between a half an hour to 2 and 3 hours a day. And yeah, and it's just a giving thing. Just love every part of it.
So you think giving's a big part of being happy, do you?
The big part of being happy is getting your life in balance. In this, it's obviously the physical, the mental, the emotional and the spiritual. If you can actually get that in balance, then that's a really big part. Because we're brought up in a society where you're not good enough. Shut up, do as you're told and everything, and that you're not worthy. Whereas when you get in balance, you realise you are so worthy. We are all so worthy. And that helps your game. Because if you don't feel good about yourself, you can't help others. And I worked with a person in America who channels a spirit called Abraham. And they say, how can you help others if you don't get yourself right? So it's very important to think of yourself, which goes against society. But to actually get yourself right without an ego on your shoulder.
That's hard though, isn't it, to control the ego?
It took me a long time to admit that I'm very good. I care about life, care about people, and it didn't cost, we don't do this for money, we just do this for donations. But it's just, yeah, I know I've got the balance right.
Yeah.
The physical, mental, emotional and spiritual. And in the Tibetans were doing this 3,000 years ago, it's called the Tree of Life. And they have this Tree of Life to get them, and Buddhists do that.
And what's the Tree of Life?
You go on the internet and type in the Tree of Life.
Yeah.
And you might, if you do it in... All right.
No.
Still going?
Yeah, 7.
Okay. So you type that in Google Images and you will get this lovely Tibetan